This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. Aqua Titan, a vessel carrying Russian crude oil, has reached Mangalore in Karnataka. This comes after the U.S. issued a temporary general license on Thursday, allowing the sale of Russian crude oil already stranded at sea in an effort to stabilize global fuel prices amid West Asia conflict. Another cargo ship carrying LPG from the U.S. has arrived at Mangalore port. Pyxis, pioneer cargo ship carrying LPG from the U.S. state of Texas, successfully docked at the port. Earlier, an Indian-flagged LPG tanker, Nanda Devi, arrived at Vadinar port in Gujarat, becoming the second LPG carrier to reach the west coast this week after Sivalik docked at Mundra port. Minister of Rural Development, Panchayati Raj and Cooperation, Ojingta Singh, today flagged off Gram Bandhu project at the independent Golden Jubilee Government Higher Secondary School Auditorium, Pasighat in East Siang district. It is an innovative income enhancement project under the revamped Rashtriya Gram Swaraj Abhiyan of the Ministry of Panchayati Raj. As part of the initiative implemented by the Department of Panchayati Raj in the state, Mr. Tasing distributed keys to 20 e-resource cards to 20 self-help groups members from East Siang district. The project aims to promote rural livelihoods, generate employment and economically empower rural women through eco-friendly and sustainable transportation. The Arunachal Pradesh Optometry Association celebrated World Optometry Day 2026 at the premises of the Oju Mission Welfare Association today, highlighting the importance of collaborative efforts in global eye care. It was observed under the theme A Shared Vision, Collaboration in Golden Eye Care. On the occasion, special invitee Dr. Taba Khanna, SPO NPCB, Government of Arunachal Pradesh, emphasized the importance of strengthening eye care services and promoting awareness to prevent avoidable blindness. As part of the celebration, edible items were also donated to support the welfare initiatives of the host organization, reflecting a spirit of compassion and community service. The event aimed to raise awareness about eye health, the role of optometrics, and the need for accessible and quality vision care services. The celebration concluded with a call for greater public awareness and collective responsibility in ensuring better eye health for all. In an outreach initiative to enhance health services for rural community, a free health camp was organized on Saturday at Koyu village in Lower Siang district by Siang Trust, benefiting residents from the village and surrounding areas. The medical team included diabetic specialist Dr. Linkot Moyang, retired additional directors Dr. Saibal Bhattacharji and Dr. Runi Tasung, a dental surgeon, Dr. Animesh Bhattacharji, along with other medical staff. The total of 85 patients, including senior citizens, received medical checkups. Siang Trust has been consistently organizing free health camps in remote villages across Arunachal Pradesh and plans to continue conducting similar initiatives to serve underserved communities in the region, the report added. The NARIST NCC unit has officially launched the first edition of its annual NCC Fest, Soria 2026, today. This inaugural event serves as a premier platform for NCC cadets from various regional institutes to converge and demonstrate the core values of leadership, integrity, and discipline. The fest aims to foster a spirit of camaraderie among the youth through rigorous drills and collaborative challenges. Organizers emphasize that Soria 2026 is designed to motivate participating cadets while showcasing the immense potential of the National Cadet Corps in nation building. The Meteorological Center Itanagar has issued yellow alert for thunderstorm with lightning and heavy rain very likely at isolated places for all districts except Tawang, Kradadi, Kamle, Upper Subansiri, Suyomi, Siang, West Siang and Anjo districts of Arunachal Pradesh. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.